Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This past Tuesday, we did a feature on the University of Kentucky Unmanned Systems Research Consortium. Simply put, it's a group of investigators from several different disciplines looking into every aspect of UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. One member with an ag interest is Michael Sama with the UK Biosystems and Ag Engineering Department on how things are unfolding.
We have helicopters and planes, and we have an unmanned research lab where we actually work together to develop these actual platforms. So we have people focusing on just the actual UAV platforms. We have people focusing on the sensors. And then we have people that have the actual applications, and we put it all together and work as a big group to get that kind of work done.
UK has systems being tested, so do many commercial interests. And Sama sees plenty of demand for the potential benefits.
I think it's going to develop everywhere. So there's already farmers that are asking us to come out and scout their fields and help them detect disease and help them make plans for the future. But there's also companies that just kind of have the platforms ready to go. So it's really come from both directions.
Prototypes may look like helicopters, small planes, or small hovering erector sets.
I think you're going to see a wide variety. So, you know, typically we're seeing things that are less than 10-foot wingspan, so maybe 10 to 15-pound payloads, relatively small. So we're not talking about huge UAVs, and I think part of the reason is probably just from a safety perspective. We want to keep them as light and small as possible, so if something does go wrong, it's not going to cause a huge problem.
The FAA is currently considering procedures for safe operations of UAVs, their release anticipated in 2015. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
We're back with Michael Sama with UK Biosystems and Ag Engineering on how UAV operations might work on the farm.
My guess is there's going to be a pilot that goes out with a UAV and then, you know, sets the mission parameters. And, you know, it's going to depend on the actual fields they're working with and what their application is. I don't think they're just going to fly arbitrarily. They have to know exactly what they're planning on doing ahead of time. And once they have those parameters, they'll send a pilot out and they'll go up in the air and capture the data that they need for their operation.
The flights will likely be some kind of pilot-autopilot combination, utilizing onboard GPS to navigate. That GPS technology and other systems being combined for very precision ag operations.
Down the road, maybe in a few years, we're actually going to be able to use these types of systems to generate prescription maps. And so we'll have GPS in our UAVs, we'll have GPS in our tractors, which are already pretty much there, and we'll be able to use those two systems together to manage our fields most efficiently.
UAVs, just around the corner. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.